So in conclusion, I think we can say that EGFR antibodies are active in colorectal cancer, and I think personally our biggest barrier to using these drugs more and more is the skin toxicity, visible toxicity. We'd rather have a risk of stroke and heart attack than have zits. That's just the way the world is. And so we've got to deal with this, but they are useful drugs. These drugs are going to have approvals in last-line therapy. And so the real question is, how quickly do they march forward to a front-line metastatic setting, in fact, to an adjuvant setting? And I think we're just going to simply need data to support that. It's going to be very interesting if panitumumab does make it onto the market, how we vote in the clinic. Panitumumab's in every two-week infusion versus the weekly Erbitux, no pre-meds and the like. They do have some advantages over one another. Will we just plug and play and put in panitumumab wherever Erbitux is, or because of finances and other reasons say, no, we're going to play it according to the indications? I think we'll just have to wait and see what the FDA does with panitumumab.
Thanks, John. Mike, I'm curious, you're talking later today about the possibility of starting to think about panitumumab in the adjuvant setting in the future. How do you think the issue of rash is going to play out in the adjuvant setting?
It's a good point. Certainly in patients with advanced metastatic disease where we have been using cetuximab in the past, which has a similar skin rash, some of these patients develop very significant symptoms and quite a bit of disability, if you will, related to the rash. However, it's amazing to me how well the patients have tolerated the rash. In fact, when they realize that there's an increased chance that they're going to have therapeutic benefit in terms of the rash, surprisingly to me, they're happy. And they don't want to dose reduce. They don't want to discontinue treatment because of the possibility that they're deriving anti-tumor effect as indicated by the presence of the rash. So if that experience in advanced disease carries over to the adjuvant situation, where you may only be giving the antibody, say, for 6 months, I think it's possible that patients will accept the skin toxicity.
Howard?
I just wanted to set the record straight publicly about the original ImClone 9923 trial and to perhaps put a little different spin on it than John. I would like to disclose that I was an investigator on that trial and did accrue as many as anybody in that trial as well. This is the original trial that was presented by Len Saltz at ASCO. And the reason this drug was tested in this setting is because of an anecdotal observation from Mark Rubin, who had been a postdoc in John Mendelsohn's lab at Memorial. And he gave this drug to a woman with colon cancer who had huge liver mets and who had gotten 5-FU and had gotten irinotecan, and he added it to irinotecan, and her tumor went away. And so we did a multi-center trial to try to reproduce that observation. That trial was never intended to be, at least when conceived from a scientific point of view, an approval trial with the FDA. And so it was the data quality and specifically the fact that we didn't have CAT scans going back two scans to show they progressed on irinotecan that held up the approval of the drug in the United States. And that is why the confirmatory trial was the bond trial. The data in the U.S. were reviewed by the FDA and were accepted. And from my point of view, the bond trial or the Merck trial in Europe was confirmatory to the two U.S. trials that studied both those arms. It wasn't that we offshored it.